it might be hard to stand up. It might be hard to take a stand for what's right in your friend groups and all that, but it's going to be a lot harder to have to answer to God on why you didn't. It's going to be a lot harder to watch our country turn Marxist, or to see that monster that's being, that bloodthirsty monster turning on our kids, right? So just choose your heart.
Victory on the battleground, we claim it now. Lay up, lay up.
Lay up, lay up. Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Thanks for tuning in. It is Monday. It's March 25th. And I promise we're going to go to a positive and uplifting place. The title of today's episode is a little dark. We have to acknowledge some things going on in our country right now and see it for what it is. We have to be aware, but we're not going to marinate on it. I promise. All right. So today's episode is called The Bloodthirsty Are Never Quenched. Be right back. All right, ladies, I want to talk about this concept of the bloodthirsty. It feels to me, and if you are an objective person at all watching this today or listening to this today, you can just look at our culture, at our government, at other governments, at other cultures, and see just this underlying thirst for, it's just, there's this anger and this bloodthirstiness that just seems to be unprecedented. Just if we just look at what's playing out today, there was a lot of news today around the Trump, around Donald Trump. And no matter how you feel about him today, just look at the blood thirst for him to take him down. Everybody wants to take this man down that's on the left. And they're willing to throw out all of the rule of law, which I always talk about as one of our load-bearing walls in our country. Throw out the rule of law, throw out all of the precedents and all of the decorum in our courtroom just because it's justified, because we want to take him down that bad. What played out with him over the last several weeks is, again, unprecedented, and it is a bloodthirst for him. There was no victim and no crime in this quote-unquote New York fraud case. They undervalued his property. The judge just threw out an estimate from the bench that is completely unrealistic on his property in Mar-a-Lago alone. If we just look at that alone, they're saying that his Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million and that he inflated that in order to get good deals on loans. And that's what they took him down for. None of the loans were unpaid. There was no victim, no crime. All the banks would have done business with him again. And the valuation of his properties, just Mar-a-Lago alone, far, far, far exceeds $18 million. So, but yet this attorney general and this judge were so determined to take him down that they just made up figures. And then on top of that, slapped him with $500 million worth of fines and interest. $500 million. If we look back at other cases in the past where there actually were victims, there were crimes, there has never been a penalty assigned to anyone even remotely near that. I think the Bernie Madoff case was only like $10 million or something. $500 million for a no victim, no crime case, and then gave him just a couple of days to come up with it before they were ready to start seizing Trump Tower and seizing his assets. So no matter how you feel about Trump, we have to look at the underlying bloodthirst for this man and just ask ourselves, what is driving that? Anytime there is this level of rage and bloodthirst for anyone or for a country, in my opinion, the study that I've been doing, this is so far beyond political. This is a spiritual battle. Like I always say, we are in a spiritual battle, and it is playing out as a political battle. We are on the toughest spiritual battleground of our lifetime. This bloodthirst for our children, they can't get enough in the human trafficking. I mean, it is just out of control. So what happens is when the church lays down, when the church allows a lot of, basically when we're not stepping up, when that light is growing dim and we're not pushing that evil back, then that darkness creeps in and it starts to overwhelm and overtake. It's the light of the church, the light of Jesus that pushes darkness back. And I got to say, we're pretty dim. We are not, as a culture, I'm not saying all of us, because there are a lot of people that are taking a stand for Christ, but I'm just saying as a culture, we have allowed this darkness to creep in and it is just starting to devour us. A lot of people think, oh, because it's Trump, everybody hates him so much, that's justified. He deserves everything he gets. We can't think that way in America. We cannot go down that road. We can't justify things just because we don't like someone. We have to stay with the rule of law. People have to be treated equally. And now if he had committed some, capital crime or something like that, a whole different thing. Okay. Even God in the Bible allows for self-defense and capital punishment, things like that. But I'm talking about a bloodthirst because you don't like someone, a bloodthirst because you're afraid of someone. There have to be boundaries and guardrails up in our society if we hope to sustain. I wanted to read a couple of scriptures out of the Bible as we're talking today that I've just been marinating on, because again, we always have to go back to our true north here and to the Bible and get our clarity and our perspectives straight again in this confusing and just enraged society to make some sense of what's going on. And then I'm looking in Proverbs right now, and I'm in 14:22. So I'm looking at Proverbs 14:22, if you have your Bible handy. And it says, "Do they not go astray who devise evil and wander from the way of righteousness? But kindness and truth will be to those who devise good. In all labor there is profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their wealth, but the foolishness of fools is folly." And I feel like when we are driven by our emotion, when we, no matter if we're just a general person, if this is a society we're talking about, or a government we're talking about, whatever it is, if we allow our emotions to dictate and to drive our behavior, then that is a fool's folly. God says in the Bible, it's the foolishness of fools. God is very clear in the Bible that we are to be slow to anger. He says that we are to exercise self-control, that we are to ask for godly counsel, to ask for wisdom. He tells us to be, we may get angry, but we're not to act on that anger. I mean, there's scripture after scripture after scripture. There was another one here I was reading earlier. This is also in Proverbs, a little further down in 14:29. "He who is slow to anger has great understanding and profits from his self-control. But he who is quick-tempered exposes and exalts his foolishness for all to see." I mean, God is clear that anger should not drive our behavior, certainly should not drive our laws. So I just feel like as we're looking at this play out, that's exactly what's going on in New York. Their bloodthirst for him is allowing them to justify all of this unprecedented behavior, passing unprecedented judgments, sticking him with unprecedented fines just to punish him, just to take him out of the race. I've never seen anything like it. And I mean, legal scholars around the world are weighing in on this and talking about how dangerous this is for America. So if you hate Trump, and I know some of you who listen to me do, you hate Trump, but you're cheering on this behavior, you need to check yourself, because it's not okay. What's going on up there is not okay. It is a gateway, y'all. They will do this to other people. And I'll tell you, here's the thing about bloodthirsty people. Eventually they turn on you. You know, everybody thinks they're safe as long as they think they're on the winning team. But there's been case after case after case across the world where that monster that you create eventually turns on you and devours you too. So please do not cheer this on. Please do not. I'm just begging you to go to your Bible and look at what God says about this. Go to your own verses, your own scriptures, and see what God says about this. And try to start thinking critically behind this bloodthirst for him. They've tried and tried and tried to take him down. And something that Hillary Clinton said years ago that has really stuck with me is when she made the statement, she said, it's not the whether or not they're guilty or innocent. It's the seriousness of the crime. So a lot of people are thinking, oh, well, he's been charged with 91 counts over here, and he's in this court and that court. And they are taking him to court round the clock in all these different cities, not because he's guilty, because almost every one of these cases is frivolous, to say the least. Almost every single one has no meat on the bone at all. They're going to be appealed, and majority of them are going to be thrown out. If any of them do get tried, they're very loosely tried. We'll see how the one in Atlanta has been falling apart. Now this one in New York is starting to fall apart. They have no merit. But if you can charge him, because most people in America still think that our legal system is fair, right? So majority of Americans who get their news in sound bites, they just think, oh, well, if he's charged, he must be guilty. If he's charged with these ludicrous, like they take things that would be minuscule, right? And they make them sound like they're these big crimes, attach them to the Trump name. And then people just immediately assume, oh, well, if he's got this many things against him, he must be guilty. And this is exactly what Hillary Clinton was saying. It's not whether or not he's guilty. It's the seriousness of the charge. It's the seriousness of the crime he's being charged with. So just think about this. This is not the justice system of our day. It's not. It's an absolutely weaponized system now against political opponents. Very, very, very different America that we're in right now. The rule of law has been, it's being dismantled right in front of our eyes. Just look at the immigration problem we're having at the border. I heard earlier today that now they're actually being caught on camera now. Some of these institutions, some of these state and local institutions, they're actually being caught now on camera giving IDs now to people who don't who have no identifiable paperwork. They're basically going ahead and they're giving them just with a name. They're giving them driver's licenses now. And now these people will be allowed to go vote with these state IDs. And I have not read the whole report yet, but I saw it right before I came on the air today that they caught people on camera doing this. This is what they're trying to do with all these illegals that are coming in, is they're trying to kind of push them through the system secretly and get them IDs so that when they go show up to vote, they can do it without a whole lot of hassle. Y'all, this America that we're living in is almost unrecognizable at this point. So I beg you, don't cheer this on. This is a bloodthirst. It is a spiritual bloodthirst, and it is never going to be satisfied. But here's what we can do. All right. So, you know, I always want to talk about solutions. It can't just all be bad news, doom and gloom. We're not about the doom and gloom here. God is very clear that we have a lot of spiritual authority. We just need to learn to exercise it. We can push a lot of this back. We can take a stand, even in the public square, even in public places, online. We can approach our local officials. We can take a look at what's going on our local level and make sure that things like this are not happening. But we, as the church, we are the light of the world. We can take authority over this bloodthirsty darkness, this bloodthirsty spirit that is just unleashed on our country. The way we drive it back is by increasing the light. And I know that might sound like it's not enough. I know that might sound silly, but it's not. It's biblical. God says we have spiritual authority when we are in obedience to him and we are calling on the name of the Lord. We are an ambassador for him. And he gave us full spiritual authority to drive this out, to drive this back. But you can't shrink back in fear. I am not saying ever to be violent in any way. We don't have to do this in a violent way. The Lord says the battle is his, but we are required to take a stand for him. When we stand, then angel armies back us up, and then God and his supernatural power, he can move mountains. He can change cultures. He can change hearts. He can cause the enemy to fall in their own trap. And again, we're seeing this play out a lot in our culture right now. Things that are meant for harm, he can turn and use for good. Things that he can thwart enemy plans. There, he has all of heaven's army at his disposal. But it starts with us as the church taking a stand and saying, this is not okay. And so I just want to encourage you right now, even in your general conversations, when the things about Trump are coming up, we need to use our lingering questions, and we need to take a stand there, and we need to ask people, you know, when we're talking about the rule of law, you know, we can say, what, it's Trump today, but who will it be tomorrow? It's a lingering question you can use. You know, you can say, if God is not the gauge between right and wrong, who is? You know, get out that lingering questions catalog and find a few that apply to this situation and get armed with those and be willing to push back in your friend groups. Again, gracefully, you don't have to be nasty about this. In fact, I don't want you to ever be nasty. You know, but there are things we can do to push this back and start planting seeds in people. And we can start bringing a calm to this. And we can start with as we are increasing in the light, then we can start driving out this darkness. But it starts with us. It starts in our conversations around our dinner table. It starts in our conversations in our friend groups and around the water cooler at work and wherever with your neighbors standing out in the street talking about this, you know, at sundown. You have lots and lots of opportunities to plant seeds. And you may be working on your own feelings, sorting out your own feelings about all of this going down with Trump right now, for instance. But we cannot just turn a blind eye or turn it off and be unaware of what's going on in our culture. There is a bloodthirst that is just being fed. It's like, you know, death by a thousand cuts, right? We're just seeing it all over our country playing out in so many ways. And we have to be aware of it. We can't just put our head in the sand like an ostrich and go, ah, la, 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 I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. No, y'all, we have to be engaged. Ladies, we have to be engaged and aware and ready to take a stand. There's no more riding the fence. There's just no, we can't do that anymore. It might be hard to stand up. It might be hard to take a stand for what's right in your friend groups and all that, but it's going to be a lot harder to have to answer to God on why you didn't. It's going to be a lot harder to watch our country turn Marxist, or to see that monster that bloodthirsty monster turning on our kids. Right. So just choose your heart and take a stand. Make that statement. Use your lingering questions. Do what we have to do to start driving this evil out. Don't let this monster turn on you. It will turn on us, y'all. If we don't start taking its teeth out, it will turn on us. I'm really disturbed by what I'm seeing going on with Trump. But at the same time, I also am very encouraged that, like today, the appellate court, they slashed the fine by over 60%. He was supposed to come up with almost half a billion dollars today, or else that rogue attorney up there was going to start seizing assets. Well, the appellate court, you know, Kevin O'Leary calls him, the adult finally stepped into the room and said, no, this is excessive. And we even have constitutional protections of excessive fines. So even if he wouldn't have gone down this route, there would have absolutely been a case from the constitutional standpoint. But this appellate court stepped in and said, no, this is ridiculous. We're cutting this. I wish they would have cut it down to zero, but they cut it down to, I think, $175 million. So he has that in cash. He can put that up. It's no problem. He's got 10 days to do it. But the appellate court stepped in and said, this is ridiculous. No, we're not going to let this happen. Thank God, even in New York, even in a state that can't stand him now because of the political stand, even they still saw that the rule of law has to be upheld. In our country, that is a load-bearing wall that cannot come down. If that comes down, I mean, it'll lead to a tyrannical government. And we can't have that. All right, so the bloodthirsty monster, okay, let's start taking the teeth out by us standing up to that darkness and pushing it back. And please don't cheer on this Trump stuff. No matter if you love him, hate him, what's going on, what's happening to him right now is not American. I don't care how much they justify it with their anger. Anger cannot drive this kind of behavior if we hope to sustain as a republic. All right, let me pray with you. Father God, thank you so much for fairness, Lord, that you gave us, that we know the difference between right and wrong, and that, Lord, that our country was founded on principles that honor you, Lord, that honor you in the way of load-bearing walls like rule of law, limited government, human dignity, all of these seven that we talk about all the time, Lord. I thank you that as Americans, we adhere to those, no matter how out of control the anger gets, that we do still have that backbone in our country of our Constitution. Lord, I pray you protect it in our country. I pray that it remains insulated from further and further attempts to knock it down. Lord, we cannot have these walls come down in our country or else our republic crumbles. So Lord, I ask you to just give us wisdom in these moments, to give us peace in these moments, and Lord, to help us take a stand for you and drive darkness, and certainly the bloodthirsty nature of that darkness, to drive it back in your name as ambassadors in you, Lord. Help us to take a stand as you would lead and drive this evil back, Lord. We thank you and we love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, ladies, I will be back with you tomorrow. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and whatever you do, lady up. See you tomorrow. Lady up around this house. Lady up around.